Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, there comes a time when I heard you say how the Lord led you to, you know, to hear, you know, what you needed. And this is what God is doing in this hour. He's really feeding us and giving us what we need. And I just want to thank him for that. He's just God. When he say, I am, he's that. I am that. He is that. He's that that we need. Everything we need, honestly, God is all that we need. Father, I want to thank you, and we want to pray for Crystal. And we want to pray for all of our children. We're going to have a special Children's Day service, too. A special Children's Day service. We can pray for our children, because this is the church of tomorrow, and we got to really ask God how to do this thing. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for being who you are. I believe in this hour you're opening up the minds of your people. I believe deep is calling unto deep now, Lord. And I believe, God, the word is being opened to your people. I just want to thank you for that, Lord. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for your word. I thank you for the word you gave me, Lord. And you helped me to preach it. Give me a special anointing to understand and, Lord, to expound it in Jesus' name today. We ask that you would touch everyone today. In the name of the Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. I thank you, Lord, for this work. I thank you. Praise the Lord. And we will continue, Lord, to stand, Lord, and do our best. Praise the Lord. But now we understand more. We do. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. You may be seated. Before you do, turn around and tell somebody, I sure love you in the Lord. They just came. I'm just used to it. I love words that I don't know nothing about. Thank you, Jesus. Love you in the Lord. Yes. I want to thank the Lord for Jesus today. Yes, Lord. What did I tell y'all? When y'all can't sing, what did I tell y'all? I told y'all to sing what? Get up here and sing it. As your pastor, get up here and sing, my God is awesome. Today. Praise the Lord. Y'all, what Jackie say? I'm just ahead of now. Y'all saying my God is awesome. Yeah. Yeah. My God is awesome. Tawana, will you please direct them to my God is awesome? And when y'all can't find nothing else to sing, sing that, please. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all sing every Sunday because you can't listen. God has put a promise on this church. Well, we'll talk about that. Don't listen, Elba, I'm going to tell you, it's time to serve the Lord. Amen. With everything you got and everything you can get up that you ain't got. We got to serve the Lord. Amen. Serve an awesome God, and we want to serve him with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds. We want to serve God with everything we got now. The world is in a turmoil, and the world needs the church, and the church got to step up now. The church has got to step up. We got to step up because of what we're in and what the, you know, the things we see. Praise the Lord. You can't let nothing get you down. You got to get down and spring back up. You can't stay down. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord because he's just been so good. Friday, Dad was out in the. I'm gonna tell everything, but Dad was out on the driveway. I had went in the house for something, and he came and he was talking to somebody. I said, "Ooh, that sound like some a voice. That sound like Brother Ira. Couldn't be Brother Ira." And so when I came out, he said, "Honey, you know who this is?" It was Ira Lawson. Y'all remember Ira Lawson, the little dad that played it. And so he was out there, and he said, "I brought my daddy. My daddy came from Indiana," he said, "I want to see Sister Davis. Take me to see Sister Davis." Now, y'all don't listen. This was for me. He said, "Take me to see Sister Davis." When he got out the truck, he asked Dad, he said, "Can I just give her a hug?" He asked Dad, "Could he give me a hug?" Nobody still ain't caught on, but I know the Holy Ghost is talking to me. Okay, when he said, "Sister Davis, I've just thought of you and prayed for you, and I've been praying for your church. I just pray for you. I just really pray for you." You know, he said, "I pray and I want it." And I told Ira, when you get up outside, go see Sister Davis. He said, "I have a radio broadcast in Indiana, and I've been playing your songs on the radio." He said, "A lady called from, I guess she called from St. Louis. She said, is that Davis, did she live in St. Louis?" And he said, "I don't know." He didn't know my first name, Celeste. He didn't know it. He said, the lady said, "She got a lot of kids." I think I know that lady. But he began to say, "Sister, I thought that was so precious. You know, I didn't know what was going on with the songs." He said, "I played them on my broadcast." I said, "Well, that's precious. That's precious." Okay, so I said, I know he's a minister. He said, "I want to come to your service Friday night." We had just come out of service. I'm thinking service. I want to come to your service Friday night. I said, "Okay, come on." I said, "Oh, God, we don't have, you know," I said, "we have, you know, teaching on Sunday." So I called, and I know Marin just goes along with whatever the Lord want to do. And so I said, "Marin," I said, "brother done come, and, you know, we're going to have service tonight because we're going to let him preach." Well, what happened is when I called Brother Ira, I said, "Lord, I'm just too busy. You got to get my man together here. I'm too busy." And so I told Ira, I said, we don't have regular service like he's thinking on Friday night. We have Bible study. And so he said, unless he want to preach. And he said, I preach. And I know the guy's old. He's old. He's an older fella. You know, they've been married 61 years, him and his wife. And they worked together. Married when they was 14 and 17. How about that? But, I was so glad to see. I had never met her. As y'all say, make a long story short. So she said, well, that's fine. So stay fine with me. Just whatever, you know. So I got around and tried to call people and tell them, and hey, amen. So when the service started, he said, I don't care. What that, oof. Jesus, have mercy. He talked to me. This ain't the same person you see standing here. He talked to me. Everything in my prayer room, that man said. He was finishing sentences. Finishing what I said. It's like he was hearing me praying, and he was quoting what I had been praying. And then he said, and then at the end of the service, he said, and I'm going to do it now. And I had said, Lord, do it now. You're going to do it now. I said, oh, God, if the man said anything else, the saints think I'm kind of, but I'm just telling you. But somebody said, so they was all over. I'm telling you, God, there is nobody in the world like Jesus. Nobody in the world like Jesus. And you need something, he will take you to the place you can grow, to the place you can feed. I've been in John like you. I've been in John. Hallelujah. And I want to try to preach, and I'm going to ask God to help me today. Because we got to know, we got to eat this bread and drink his blood. We got to know, and we got to understand what God is saying. I said, Lord, make it plain so the children can even understand it. Because they didn't understand it when he said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. They didn't understand that. And a lot of us don't understand it. We still don't understand it. And I'm not preaching about the sacrament today. But I saw in John, when John, and I think John is so precious, he must have been the only one that, you know, he's just really a precious. And when I witness the people, I always tell them to start reading in John. But in the John, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Y'all going to pray for me? Yeah, yeah. Amen. You know, his word is just so good. He's just a wonderful God. In the beginning was the word, the Bible says. And the word was with God, the Bible says. And the word was God. All things were made by him, of him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life. You know why you got life? You can't have life outside of him. Because the life is in him. And the life is the light of it. And you can't have light without the life of God. Y'all come on here now. He said, and the light shineth in darkness. And my pastor used to say, and the darkness couldn't put it out. The light he gave you, the darkness didn't understand it. It couldn't comprehend about this light. Because the darkness is Satan. If he'd understood, he wouldn't have did what he did. He didn't understand some things. So Jesus, before he went to the cross, hallelujah, in the sixth chapter, in his way before, but in his life, he had to talk to his disciples and try to get them to understand how to live this life so they wouldn't be arguing among each other, so they wouldn't be fighting among each other, so there would be no strife among them. Because he knew the little band that stayed with him, because some of them left him. When he said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood, some of the people said, he's crazy. And they left. But they didn't understand what he was saying. And Jesus, he said, listen. If you are called today, the Holy Spirit has called you. If you are born to serve the Lord, the Lord, Jesus said, can nobody come? Lest the Father draw him. So, Al, I was going to call you, and I was going to tell you, let's pray that the Father begin to draw these people. Because can nobody come unless the Father draw them in. It takes God to draw you in. And so I feel a little bit better about trials and tribulations. I feel a little bit better because I understand. Praise the Lord that if Christ is in me, he's the hope of glory. And I just want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord for his word. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. And thank you for this. It's going to fit right in today. You just don't know. You see all that food back there? Jesus said, let's go to John 6. Lord, slow me down now. Let me do this thing. Hallelujah. He said in 32, he said, I say unto you, Moses gave you that bread. Because they was like, when he was talking about bread, they think natural, you know. Eat, you know how we think of eating all the time. They thought of natural bread. He said, Moses gave you, he said, Moses gave you not that bread, not what I'm thinking of. I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Because the bread that came down in the wilderness, it was supernatural. No, they didn't go to the grocery store. They didn't go to Walmart and Sam's. What they got from God was supernatural. And what God is doing now in you is supernatural. It is not something that man can do. If you listen, you pick up when the word comes, you pick it up. But it's up to you to digest it. It's up to you to feel. Y'all, thank you, Brother Mark. It's up to you. Everybody could just sit here in the same auditorium. And five will walk out of here, done got something. And the other 10 won't, I don't know. Yeah, well, okay, we had a nice service. We had a nice service. But if you come and you've been eating on Jesus the week. Now I want to tell you something. I'm going to skip over something. Ooh, Jesus. I begin to say, Lord, how can I eat your flesh? And how can I drink your blood? That's really something here. He said, go back and look at John. Hallelujah. He said, John said, I wasn't the word. He said, I am the bread. And he said, I am the bread of life. If any man eat me, he won't. You know, oh, my God. Help me, y'all. Y'all help me. He said, I'm the bread. Ooh, brother, you know, ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. And I begin to see the word. I said, the word ain't just John 5, John 6. The word is life. And when I pick it up now, I don't see John 5 and John 6. I don't see Revelation 12. I see God, this word is food for my soul. You got to read this thing and start to chewing on it. He say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Oh, somebody understand me, please, y'all. Taste and see. A taste and see. What are you going to say? Taste the word. Eat the word. Get up in the morning and say, yum, yum, yum. When you read, and it's hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Say, yum, yes, yes, Lord. I believe what your word is saying. If you start to believe in what God, you got to. You're going to either live in this world or you're going to die. You're going to live in the word and what he said. I don't care how cute you look. I don't care how your testimony been. I don't care what Sister David said. If I don't live in this word, I'm going to die. You're going to die. Something else God been teaching me some things I don't understand, sister. I'm not understanding everything. But everybody is not going to be saved. You better find out who to pray for or you're going to be wasting your time like Samuel did. Get up off your knees. I have rejected Saul. Now, Al, I don't have the complete understanding of that. But Lord told me, because I've been saying, Lord, I said, Lord, the time is late. Help me to minister, you know, and talk to people that is ready, because your sheep know your voice. And a stranger, I ain't got time to sit up here and, y'all don't hear me, but, you know, and nobody got time. We got to win the harvest. He said, for the bread of God, listen, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and give life unto the world. He said, the bread of God, and the Bible said, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. It's the same in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. So when you're eating, you're eating Jesus. His flesh is him. The bread is him. When you read the Bible and you begin to read it and you say, ooh, look at that. He's feeding your soul. Have you ever been down and go get a scripture and start to eat? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Instead of getting you a Coca-Cola, you go and read a word. You go read a scripture. And all of a sudden, that's because you're eating him. Because he is the... Oh.
stuff. He's the Word made flesh. Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the bread that came down from heaven. He was the bread in the wilderness. He was the bread. He was the bread. They just didn't understand it because that was supernatural. And I thought to myself, God, it's a lot I still don't understand. He told me, he said, and let me tell you what this brother said. See, y'all didn't catch everything he said. He was talking to me. So y'all didn't catch everything because he wasn't talking to y'all. He wasn't talking to y'all. He told me, and I saw myself, take your hand, brother. And I said, you got, get up. Put your Bible down, brother. I said, you got faith, brother L. If God gave you faith when we first started together. I said, but you know what? We're going to start to prophesy to them dry bones. Yes, we're going to prophesy to them piano things. Yes, we're going to prophesy to that piano. Yes, as he said, he told Ezekiel, God, when the dry, oh, y'all don't understand it. I understand this so good, man. He got down there, hear the word of the Lord. I'm telling, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And then bones started coming together. And God told me, say, start to prophesy to the church. Prophesy to the people. He said, I'm going to move. Hallelujah. Got to prophesy. You got to talk to that spirit. You got to, whoa. He said, whatever you say. Didn't he say that? Well, so you've been taking, well, he did whatever he say. Brother Leonard, you started prophesying to your ears. You tell them, say, you got to open. See, y'all want to see people go, jab, 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 but God got something new in mind. He got something that he want. Ooh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jackie, you said this. You said the juice about your feet, and the Lord said, run. See, God ain't always got to lay hands on nobody. All you got to do is sing your songs like you've been singing and start to praising God. You look up, your ears going to open. You look up, my eyes going to see. Brother, I know God is going to open my eyes. I ain't got no foot. I believe my husband believed that too. Bring my birthday present next week. My husband believe my eyes going. That's all. I ain't going to tell it there. I said, Lord, help me to eat your word. Hallelujah. I can have life in me. The word will work. I say the word will work. Hallelujah. You speak to your knees. Prophesy. It's a member of your body. Prophesy. Your knees. You looking for mama, dad, it's Jesus. That's what done happened. There's too much man in this thing. Ooh. Am I losing people, Lord? I know I ain't losing you. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you cannot, well, I didn't read. You don't miss eating. And there are things in the natural body that'll help you. But you got a spiritual body that'll help you. I mean, and see, you know, he was talking about, somebody was on the radio, Brother Turner. He said, did y'all hear Cleflo Dollar? He talking to me, see. God getting ready to give me this revelation of this. Did you hear Cleflo Dollar? He had cancer. And he told cancer, you don't belong here. Get out. Oh, God. Somewhere you got to speak enough when you get down in you. You say, well, that's okay. Just keep on speaking it. I'm just going to keep on speaking it, sister, till it get down in me. How to do it till I can walk and do exploits for Jesus. Because I know, hallelujah, power in the word. I know that all I got to do is speak. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. Brother Mark, it shows I'm standing here. I believe you're going to come in one day and God is going to touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And many times, we done said that. Yes. But you know what, Brother Mark? That word is the light. Jesus said, I am the bread. I'm the bread that came down from heaven that a man can eat and live. We can eat it and live. And if you don't eat it, you're going to go the other way. You can't afford to take a bite in the morning. It ain't John 5:6. It ain't, y'all understand what I'm saying. It's the word of the Lord. Open it up and read it. You know, you can just about open this up anywhere and read it. It's good. Praise the Lord. If you need ice cream, open that, you know, go to Psalms. You need something, need a soda pop, go to, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Send it right into the refrigerator, children of God. Let's start running to the word. I hope I explained it enough to you for you can understand it. Hallelujah. I ain't tell you, hallelujah. It's good to learn it, Al. It's good to learn it, but it ain't, listen, praise the Lord. But you got to learn like your natural things. I know carrots help me. Did y'all know you cut a carrot and it's got an eye in it? You ever look, notice? Okay, on that note, what is the walnut good for? Think, your brain is crinkled. God, y'all not going with that. I'm not talking about this natural thing. I'm talking about, praise the Lord. We believe all things are possible. And we can believe all things are possible. Stop looking for man to do something for you. Look for the man, Jesus Christ. That's all we got to preach. We got to preach Jesus until the saints will come in and say, I'm going to church and get healed.
That's right.
Why? Because I read it. That was my toast this morning. I read it. He said, I just said, turn the Bible. It was in Exodus. And I read where he said, I'm the Lord thy God, which healeth thee from all thy diseases. I said, Lord, oh God, I know that scripture. I said, you can't stay here. I said, you can't stay. I said, whatever they say, I got top of tunnel now. You can't stay. I said, don't you see on the door? No entering. Hallelujah. It feels. You can't stay. You can't stay in my body. I say cataracts. You can't stay. You can't stay in my body because I'm a child of the King. You got. You can't stand up here and tell me, well, I'm human. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I got so Sunday fried in my precious one. I said, they got a little we need, but I got something they need. We got something they need. Don't you dare sit up here and tell me, of course, because you think your God is a fool. He don't know you human. The devil trying to make you use that to keep you weak. Y'all stay with me now. I know we human. And I know if we live, we going to get old. But I'm going to tell you, what God told me. He said, don't say you're too old, and that's what I'm going to do. Got a birthday Sunday, but I still ain't too old. Because he told me, don't say you're too old. And you know what? It's something about that. Because all my life I did that, and I didn't even know I was my age. Because I kept saying, I'm not too old. And somebody said to me, said, girl, don't you know? I said, I am. Really? This is your what birthday? We met a little guy yesterday. This dude was 81 years old. And he was taking us through things that it'd take a rocket science to take you through. I say, Lord, I say, honey, he inspired me so. Woo, he was inspired. He said, how old are you little kids? We told him, he said, oh, I'm older than you all. He said, I'm 81. I said, what? He said, because I got a parent that lived somebody in his family, 102. And he going to make it there. He got up deep, walking just as good, walked up. Catch it. I said, catch it, children. You got it. You got it on your table. You got all that good meat you got. Catch it. We catching physical things.
I go in there and find out. I told Gwen, I told Daddy, I said, I take fenugreek. It's an herb. I take it from my sugar, and it went way down. Down well, the doctor was asking me, I had to go into my thing. And she said, Celeste, you taking your medicine? I know that medicine. This, I know. Now, I'm talking to me. Don't try to be me now. I'm me. I said, Lord, I can't take that stuff. I said, it's taking my hair out. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't want to be a bald-headed old woman. If I can have some hair, I want it. We take, you know, this, children of God, listen. Read your Bible. Eat the word. If God say you can be without, you know, being good health, then he said it. So if the devil going to tell you can't, the devil is a lie. I told my doctor, I said, you know what? We know it's what we eat, don't we? And then we started talking like people. This doctor with all these degrees. Amen. So the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I have doctors because I love you so. Now, you don't have to believe this. He said, but it was my intention for you to come to me for everything. But I get doctors. God don't need no help to do nothing. When he said, let us make man, he didn't call down to say, send me some rocket science. He said he did everything. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? Now, I don't expect for you to go and empty your thing, but I ain't taking it. No, you taking it until you get this revelation. You're going to be in the dark. I'm going to have to come visit you. But I'm going to tell you something. This is where God is leading us. I say it's where he's leading us. He's leading us out of this thing that we ain't nothing and blah, blah, blah. And the devil, ooh, he glad. Ooh, yeah. Oh, they ain't nothing. You know, And he up there breaks. See there, I got him thinking they ain't nothing. He said, you a royal priesthood. You a holy nation that should bring forth the praises of him that brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And you going to talk about you ain't nothing? Shame on you. But the church say that. You know, they don't overcome. So they say, well, we ain't nothing. You know, we just human. We just flesh. That's true. But it ain't nothing but an excuse. So the next time you feeling down, Lord, lead me somewhere. Turn over in the Psalms and get you a good piece of steak. Get a, what you like better. Some fried chicken. It's in there too. Just turn over and get you a good piece of chicken and say, Lord, and read it. It will work. I said it'll work. This word will work if you work it. It'll work. Amen. He said, I am the bread of life. I'm what you eat now. And then I said, well, Lord, what about this drinking thing now? How do I drink your blood? He said, I gave them the blood upon the altar, Leviticus 17. For the atonement of sin, I gave them blood to drink. Hallelujah. And I said, yeah, I understand that. He said there's life in the blood. So if you eat his word and live his life, you have life in you. Live like Jesus. We said, well, you know, we want to be like, you sing it all the time, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Oh, we be going at it. Oh, all I want. You know, you get that little tambourine, to be like him. Do you really? Really? Thank you, Jesus. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drank my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, he said, I live by the Father, and he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Something about the word. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna, and they dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. It's so wonderful. I said it's so wonderful. I hope the children understood it. In the 48th verse, I had these circles. He said, I'm the bread of life. And I was so excited. I said, Lord, I know what you did in the, you know, in the wilderness, how you fed the children, how their clothes grew on their bodies, their shoes grew on their feet. They didn't have no out there. It wasn't no pennies out there. Well, no Walmarts. Their shoes grew on their feet, and their clothes grew on their body. You talking about a God. Well, that was yours. I'm telling you, he's the same God. Yesterday, if I want to serve him that way, or we don't need to serve him at all. He wants us to believe him, children of God. Believe for the supernatural. Because he's a supernatural God. Letting your clothes grow on you, please. And then I say, Lord, I'm going to pay more attention. Because he told me that he's getting ready to do my floor with signs and wonders and miracles. I said, Lord, I'm not going to be ashamed to say what you say. And I say, when it get to a miracle, you let me step in this church and prophesy. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. When you do things for God, you can't miss. You can't miss. Tawana, you really been praying for your brother. You really have. And I know, hallelujah, Jesus. I know he gave me, you know, I had an experience when Sherry was so bad. He's going to put Sherry in lockup. Sherry, what's their name? Peoples. And I was their pastor. I was their teacher. I was going back and forth down there praying for her. And she was so sick. They was getting ready to put her away. And the Holy Spirit gave me an experience. I spoke in the Spirit all the way down to that place. And Sherry is living somewhere. And that's been 20 or 30 years ago. You told me about Kamek. I left my house. And I spoke in tongues all the way down till I got into the parking lot and came into church. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me. I said, Lord, you did the same thing for Sherry. He brought that back to me, you know. I say, your obedience is going to cause him to live because you really love him. He's in your heart. Your heart is going to his heart. And you are going, in what you believe in, what you in your heart is making him strong. It's making him strong. Praise the Lord. And I believe you getting up there without, you just don't ever know, Tawana. You getting up there, hallelujah. I'm not your mother. I'm your pastor. But if you will obey instructions, because I believe God lead me, I do. You know, obey, you know, Al is a man. And he tries his best to obey. Brother Mark is a man old as always me. But he said, Pastor, can we do? And God honors that because you got to honor those that are over you in the Lord. It's some, let me, now, Brother Mark, I want to say this. It's some about honoring people that's over you. It ain't got nothing to do with what you're thinking. It's what God said. Honor those that have rule over you. Am I making sense? I'm not asking you to do nothing toward me. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate, and Brother Mark, thank you for always reminding me. Because when Brother Mark do something, he said, now Sister Davis, otherwise now, if you ain't knowing this now, I'm trying to tell you now. I'm trying to get you to understand now what this is. That's what, Brother Mark, I caught you. But Sister Davis is understanding a lot more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to grow. Not because of me, Al, but because you kept that part of the word. Hallelujah. God said to you, he said, prophesy to him. I'm prophesying to you that this is your year. And you're going to know without anything what your call is. Even though you say, yeah, I believe it now because God said something, somebody else said something, but you're going to be like David. He perceived he was a king. Even though he was told many times he was the king of Israel. But to lead God's people is something else. But you can do it. I've seen it in you last Sunday. I told Gwen, I think I told her, I've seen this in you. God gonna, this year's gonna be your year as well as mine. It's gonna be our year. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I prophesy to this church that everyone in here that believe gonna get what they need. Brother Leonard's ears is gonna open in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jackie, God is gonna help you in the place where you ripping and running. I saw you. You were just going at it. I mean, just like a bunny, like a bunny rabbit. Just, and your eyes was kind of just tired. You were so tired. But God is gonna give you a supernatural strength. I prophesy a supernatural strength for you. You're gonna go to the doctor and he's gonna give you a release in your health. I prophesy to you, Gwen. I prophesy to you, Gwen. I prophesy to you. Hallelujah. Well, I told y'all that. See, y'all hung on for a reason. So now y'all brush them seats off now. Because God getting ready to fill this church. He getting ready to fill it. He getting ready to honor his servant. He's getting ready to honor his servant. Praise the Lord. Because you're going to be getting out there bringing folks in too. Yeah, come on, go to church with me. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Praise the Lord. And brother, I'm telling you, he told one of us, he said, you got enough children to fill this church. I said, yeah, that's right. Enough family. That's just about right. But it take God. And I had told God, and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I'm going to bring them all back. Those that left, I'm going to bring them back. And I said, no, Lord, don't bring this and that one back. And then I was naming them, you know. Well, I mean, hey, Moses talked to him. And I said, Lord, don't bring them back. I appreciate it if you want. I remember that Brother Richardson told me, said, somebody, one of the kids and one of my nieces, he said, I'm going to pray to God. And I said, no, you don't. Sister, I said, no. I don't need that. I don't need it. I don't need it. Praise the Lord. If you love Jesus, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As long as the Lord keep me strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'll preach. I told him, Lord, as long as you keep me strong. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to try to figure out nothing, Al. I ain't figuring out nothing. Amen. You preach on the fourth Sunday and whatever other Sunday God give you, fine, you know. I'm just going to just let God have his way. But I'm told the Lord, I say, I'm yours for the rest of this journey and all you have taught me, here it is. You can do anything if you can do anything, Lord. And then I dreamed. I was talking to somebody and I said, I know my ministry is to help God's people. I was talking to these people. It's to help God's people. I know that God has given me something in my hand or something that helps people. I know that. And you know, don't you know what God, what you feel like you want to do for God? That's what he's given you. And you work with that. If you're trying to find somebody else's something, he already gave you something. And I ain't trying to preach like nobody, I'm just me. I ain't changing for nobody. I'm sorry. You don't like it, then just say, hey, I'm me. And I want you to be you. Because you can't nobody be like you. God made you. Stand on your feet. Lord, I speak healing to this church. I know they don't understand everything right now, Lord. But I speak healing. I prophesy that everyone in this church will be healed. Every sickness will go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everything you're going through, God's going to put it under your feet. Hallelujah. You're going to see from this day, you are the head and not the tail. And it's not going to be just something you heard. This thing going to sink in your heart. I am somebody. I'm a child of the King.
Walk like it. Take your head and put it up. Don't be walking down the street with your head looking down. How are you going to fall? Come on, put your head up. Lift up your head, oh ye gates. For the King of Glory want to come in. Lift up your head. It's time to lift your head up. Amen. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say, rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So rise, children. You are God's people. And I saw what, you know, kind of what in my mind, the body of Christ. It was just a great big body of millions of people. Just a big body, you know, shaped with the hands and feet. And the Lord told me, he said, he pointed, said, you are there in the body. And he said, this one is, he said, and somebody else is there. But just think about it. That if we do all we supposed to do, what we supposed to do, the body of Christ, ooh, Jesus Christ, they ain't understanding. Because if we do, one can put 1,000 to flight, get out of here. And 2, 10,000, there's no devil that's going to stand before us when we understand who we are. And just this little body right in here, we get together, we can whoop that devil. We can whoop him right on out of Westfield. I say we can whoop the devil right on out of Westfield. And everybody come in that door, get healed. Everybody that come in that door, get saved. I sure have. Crazy for Jesus.
That's right.
I know his word works. I believe it with all my heart. And that's the way he showed it to me. He says, but you know what? You can read the word for years. You take the Holy Spirit. He has to be the one to open it up for you. Be filled with his spirit, children. Down to these kids. I see these kids getting filled. I see my children getting filled. I was teaching the kids one Friday, and they are so sweet, just sweet children. I said, Lord, you're going to fill these kids with the Holy Ghost. You're going to fill these kids. And y'all don't watch out, we're going to have a children cry. That's going to all sing, y'all better stay on it. Amen, because these kids want to sing. Some of these kids, and I said, Lord, I'm going over there and hit belly them, open that door for me, and I'm going to get me a choir. And I said, no, Lord, that's, keep my feet still now, because somebody told me, say, Sister Davis, don't try to do so much. I said, okay, Lord, okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Get the Lord a big clap. Oh, Lord. I just appreciate the Lord. He's so good to me. He's just so good. God is good to me. He's good to all of us. I saw you said it. I saw you getting up in the morning. And I saw you. I say, I saw you getting up in the morning, Brother Leonard. And you say, I did. Do you do that? You say. But God told me to tell you, you're going to soon hear the bark of a dog. You're going to hear a bark of a dog. Amen. See, everybody thought we could put here. That ain't where he planned it, I don't think. Because I just do what he tell me to do. I can't do nothing else he don't tell me to do. And at that, he don't want to heal you. But he told me, when I saw you up on the bed, you was going like this. You know, and you see, and you didn't get discouraged. You just, he said, well, Lord, happened to, you know, you still waiting. You know, and he said, tell him he's going to hear the bark of a dog. And you're going to know that God has healed you. Amen. Ain't that sweet? Ain't God something else? See, y'all try to do, y'all got it all planned. Call in Brother So-and-so. Yeah, let Brother So-and-so do it. And then your mind is on Brother So-and-so. And you got off of God. But who did they call in? The wilderness, when they needed some, who did they call in? Hallelujah. The priest did what they supposed to do, and you did what you supposed to do. And that's what you're going to do. God is bringing his church back. Hallelujah. I heard you praying something there, and I said, Lord, I'm going to get in here because I got a book on that. How to serve a king. You gave me a message. You was praying. You said, Lord, we don't know how to serve a king. We never had a king. We had a president. Yeah, you said that, and you said, I want to know how to serve the king, a king. You know, how do you serve a king? Now, maybe some said it through you, but that's what I heard up here. But the Lord told me, said, you'd had a book, and this man was a, he was under a king, Brother Miles Monroe, and he taught me
Miles Monroe, that he was under a kingship. And it was so precious about a king. And again, and I'm going to preach that one day. Not soon, but I'm going to preach it. Boy, I tell you. Praise the Lord, I thank you. I'm feeling good. I just deliver my soul. Probably read all the scriptures, but I deliver my soul. Amen, Jesus. We got to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Hallelujah. And they didn't understand it. Are you going to go away too? Peter said, no. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand, but I know you the one that's got what I need. You are the Son of God. You're the one that the prophets talked about. Hallelujah. So strange. Now look at this. They walk with him. And when the 12 was there, he said, I've chosen you 12. And one of you a devil. He didn't say which one. Everybody said, one is with me. Because they're getting to believe. They seen him do something. Oh, Lord. He said, ah, Lord. Oh, God. Amen. You got to keep your heart clean. Because God knows our hearts. Yes, he's chosen you. Are chosen children of God. Not only pick, you are chosen.
Hallelujah.
Start eating more of this. Give me that Bible. Yeah. Hallelujah. Start eating more of this. Amen. I said, Lord, I'm like you. I love sweets. And I told Dad, I said, Dad, we just have to eat a cookie. Start eating this. Lord, you show me how to eat this word. But I thought to myself, I said, they got chapter one. Heck, Lord, this is you. This is you. The bread of life sent from heaven that a man can eat and live forever. Hallelujah. And when he told me about Brother Cleflo Dollars, see, y'all want to talk about Cleflo Dollars. I don't agree with everything there. But one thing, they've learned how to walk in faith. They learned that that word was true. And that's how they get what they get. I don't have a desire to have what they got. But I sure want to live like a Christian's supposed to live. You think people have a harder time about that? Yes, it is. You can't come up somewhere, they're going to look at you and say, I want to be like you. No. You're going to be showing something when they say that. You know what I mean? You're going to be happy. You're going to be something. You'll be rocking around with you looking like a prune or looking like you done ate a lemon that morning and sucked a lemon or brought it with you to the work. No, you're going to be a Christian.
Yes.
Like Jesus. Bridget just blessed my soul. This lady came up to her and she said, I want what you got. I should have let her put. She said, I want what you got. And Bridget said, well, you can have it. This just happened to her the other day. Now, y'all look at poor little Bridget. She don't look like much of nothing, do she? She just come in here. She just, you know, do a little thing, you know, just quiet. You know, she said. And this girl said, I want what you got. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Just because you can't talk like Al or preach like Sister Davis, somebody is looking at you. They may not want what I got, but they may want what you got. You can touch them. So you can touch people I can't touch. 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 And this thing could be all touching. We get this thing done. Amen. Allison, I just love you. I praise God for you. And I told the children, I said, she don't know she's been a blessing and a help to me since she's been to this church. Amen. Because you're going to sit here and watch some things that I done said. You say, well, she said that, boy, look at that. He said, Donald, look at all them cars out there. I believe it. And it's coming soon. Why before? I don't know. We didn't care, did we, Tawana? The big kids, you say, we don't want nobody here. We just want us. I guess they must have got in my heart because I guess I did. I remember Daphne said, Pastor, we don't want nobody else to come. We want we having a good time. They saw God doing things. They was under the chairs and everything, getting filled with the Holy Ghost, getting healed and everything.
They say, we don't want nobody else here. Thank you, Jesus. What all for us? Don't want nobody else here. And then they say, well, I don't want the church to get too big. What you going to do? You going to stay here right with us because you still. I ain't looking for numbers. I'm not looking for numbers. God didn't give me a church that hold 2,000. This church only hold 120 people. And we'll take it. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands one more time for Jesus. Lord, I love you. I love you. I thank you today. Thank you. Praise the Lord for coming to the house of the Lord. Sister, are you well in your body or is this, okay, this, you was talking about in your spirit, right? Okay, thank you. Because I was in, oh my God, I didn't know that. Then the Lord said, now just listen. Now you just went on up, you know. Then I understood. Amen. Amen. So we'll pray. And it ain't like, and that's why, you know, the Lord impressed me up me again to pray for your son. Because nobody don't know. No. And it's something about human beings now. Come on now. Mm-hmm. We are so tired. I told God even my emotions is messed up.
Oh, yeah, I can understand.
Anybody else's emotions messed up? Mine is. I can cry sometime with foot. What I should be crying about look like I can't cry about. Yeah. I know I'm supposed to be emotionally moved if somebody's in the street. But I say, get them up out the street. Bless your heart. You understand what I'm saying? Not just doing this. I'm praying for God. I say, Lord, you cleanse me. You purge me. Because I want to feel what you feel. I want compassion. And I ain't talking about some compassion. I want compassion. No, I want compassion for souls. And sometimes, you know, Al, we do things because the Bible say do them. Mm-hmm. You may not feel it, but keep on doing it. You feel it. And you get to feeling it. Yes. Praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for my daughter. And I'm just to make her mad now. Come up here, girl. You looking good. Daughter Britt, my daughter Gwen. Come on, Gwen. Show your stuff, girl. Praise the Lord. Y'all look at my daughter. Now, if that don't encourage you, then you ain't got nothing to be encouraged about. She taking me to Tennessee with her today. To meet her people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Gwen. You are very much encouraged. You stay encouraged so you help us there. Y'all pray for Gwen so she can stay encouraged. Get a magnifying glass. She ain't gonna disappear. She looks beautiful. We praise the Lord for you, Gwen. Yeah. Amen. Because I know it ain't easy. We be talking to each other. I say it ain't easy. Children, let me tell you something now. Whatever you want to accomplish, it's not easy. You ain't gonna, if you want something, you got to work for it. I say you got to work for it. You got to take something and hello. I was at the Lord told me, said, you know, like I told you how I overcome ice, you know, eating ice for my throat. And the Lord said, tell them if they have to stand with it in their hands and cry. Because it takes that. You know, I'm the first one. I love sweet. I love, and I have to just, when it take me out, when I go to the bar, I get a little bit of sliver, you know, a cake. I love it. Little sliver. Because I found like all my body want is a taste. But see, the Lord, then the devil say, now you know you want my, say, you can't have no more now. You got to talk to yourself. One cookie is all you going to get, sis. Forget it. And don't sit up at night. I'm going to let you go in a minute. Don't sit up at night because you're going to be nibbling and snacking. And I don't know what you think, nobody don't see you or what. The through the day, you eating that one cookie, and at night, you done got that whole bag out. Am I telling the truth? Amen. The Lord knows. You be saying, Lord, I don't want to do this, but I'm hungry. You tell him that, I'm hungry, Lord. I don't want to do this. I want to thank the Lord for Brother Leonard, too, because I thought, I said, now, Brother Leonard had his knee removed, and so Allison, and he done lost so much weight. He said, so then I have to keep this weight off my knee. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You saved. You sanctified. And you have the Holy Spirit. But you still got to keep the laws. You're not going to be away from the law because you're saved. Amen. He brought us again some of this what we ought to eat. Thanks a lot for this. And you're going to still make me that book if you can. Brother Mark, you're going to still make me something if you can. If you can find something. Praise the Lord. This is really good. You know what we should eat. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you all. Give the Lord another clap. We're gonna dismiss. Be here next Sunday. The Lord has impressed upon my heart something wonderful for next Sunday for women, for the mothers. So y'all invite all your friends out and all your cousins and uncles, and we're going to have a good time here next week. And by the way, I think somebody cooking, ain't they? Was they having a Mother's Day dinner? Oh, not no Mother's Day dinner. Huh? Y'all must gonna be taking me somewhere then, huh? I thought y'all was the gift. Yeah, I thought that they was got some. Did you, El? Did you understand that? Okay. Father, we want to thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for blessing your people today. Let everybody say amen. Amen. And I just thank you, Lord. And I just know that this is your day and your hour. Praise the Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And we want to pray also for Sister Gerda and for her husband. We want to pray for them. Right now, we ask that you would help Sister Gerda. We undergird her with your mighty Spirit. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, when Tawana go to see her brother, let her see improvement. Not just something she got to believe, but let her see something physically. Praise the Lord that this boy is coming this way. Because, Lord, as we send the word to him, in Jesus' name, God, that you will set him free, that you will give him another chance. Praise the Lord, and that he will come to you. I tell you, in what his deliverance is in him serving God. You know, we love people and we pray, and I'm praying. You know what I'm saying? But something happened to me the other day, and I ain't going to say. And I didn't understand. I said, what am I doing this for? Do what you need to do. Praise the Lord. I pray for your strength, Donald. Come up here, Donald, and then I'm going to let y'all go. Come up here. Donald, I'm talking about my Donald, my big Donald. Big Donald. Big Donald, get up here, boy. I sure am.
I take all I can get.
You're going to need this prayer, Donald.
I need the other one that you gave me, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, listen, Donald.
Yes, ma'am.
God is God.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, amen.
And we as people simply cannot make people do nothing.
That's right. That's true.
When the man came to Jesus, said, good master, what can I do to be saved? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, keep the commandments. He said, I've done all that. He said, but one thing you lack, sell what you got and give to the poor. And he turned away and walked away. Probably lost his soul. I don't know. Amen. So I'm going to ask God. I know you're looking to see what you want to see with your dad. You're looking. And you're calling it by faith what you want to see, Donald. But it's God's decision. And if he make a decision, Donald, you can't change it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm praying for your strength. I'm praying for your strength, Donald. Amen. Because I don't know, you know, and I'm trying to be
you know, without stepping out of the thing of God. But I really believe that, because I hate for something to happen and I had to do what God told me to do. But I pray for your strength and for your heart. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. I ask God to undergird you. Yes, hallelujah. I ask God to undergird you. Amen. In Jesus' holy name, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And God, see the love that you have for your father. Yes. He sees it. Hallelujah. But remember now, hallelujah, there was a man that had great love for his son.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, well, that came from the Lord. God loved Jesus. God loved Jesus.
Yes.
He came from Jesus.
Yes.
He was the word made flesh. Amen. Ain't that what the word say? The he word was the word made flesh.
Amen.
It's from he just as much God as God is.
Yes.
So we undergird you. We pray for you, darling.
Yes,
pray that the Lord will, you know, uphold you.
Yes.
Amen. But you can't make nobody do nothing.
Amen. Amen.
They have to receive.
Yes.
There's you, him, anybody. They have to receive. So we're going to pray that the Lord would draw your dad.
Yes.
Y'all, let's stand and pray.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Gwen, what you feeling? Son, what is this? What's going on with you? Uh-huh.
Right now, God stands
here. Yeah. See, I know that I'm supposed to call him up here and pray. I'm supposed to call him up here. I understand what you're saying. Amen. Father, we ask you to have mercy upon Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Draw him, Holy Spirit. Be your will. And if it's something else, help Donald. Because you gave him to me. I don't know your father, but you're here. Under my care. And I ask God to strengthen your heart. Strengthen your heart for whatever. Praise the Lord. We don't understand everything, Donald, but you know, we get there, we'll understand it better by, as the song say. Praise the Lord. We just have to just be, if it's will, his will, it's God's will. You can't bend it. You can't, you know, like Brother Turner was saying, you know, we'd pray for this man and the man was supposed to be, you know, healed. And he wanted to die, and he died anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't go through people's wills.
I remember him saying.
Yeah. No, you know, the will, you know, it's something. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I just pray for you because I love you, and I thank God for your love for me and your respect.
Really
praise the Lord. And I'm asking you, the Lord, to touch your heart and give you in your mind and give you Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.